This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Priscilla Castro, 32, meets Victor Saratino, 33, on a dating app, and they agree to meet in Vacaville, California. After that day, Priscilla, a mother of a 9-year-old little girl, stops contacting her family, stops answering her cell phone, and stops posting on social media. 2 days later, her Mercedes C230 found abandoned on a Vacaville street.
Nancy, investigators used Priscilla's cell phone records to determine her last location was in a rural area of Solano County near Lake Berryessa, where a giant wildfire is burning. It ultimately torches over 360,000 acres.
Authorities find burn remains in a canyon recognizable only by the angel pendant Priscilla wore.
Police arrest Victor Saratino for dumping Priscilla's body in the Putah Creek Wildlife Area and setting her on fire to hide the crime. The burning body, in turn, started the Markley wildfire, burning over 250,000 acres. Saratino pleads no contest in Priscilla's death. He is also found guilty for the deaths of Leon Bone and Douglas Mai, who died in the wildfire. Saratino sentenced to 73 years to life behind bars. Aiden Orion White, 25, first hits his neighbor's 7-year-old daughter with a 3.5-feet-long metal and thick plastic lightsaber as she plays in the front of her Auburn home. When mom Sandra Lunsman, 37, confronts him, he yells at her, then charges her, hitting her on the right arm and shoulder. He's now charged with 2 felony assault counts by Star Wars lightsaber. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The armorer convicted in the fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust is now out of prison. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was released from the Western New Mexico Correctional Facility in Grants after completing her 18-month sentence for involuntary manslaughter in the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. She's now on parole and probation, which includes mental health evaluations and a ban on firearms. Gutierrez-Reed was held responsible for bringing live ammunition to the Rust set outside Santa Fe, where actor Alec Baldwin was rehearsing with a gun that discharged, killing Hutchins and injuring director Joel Souza. She is appealing her conviction. Baldwin's charges were dismissed last year. The film finished shooting in Montana and was released earlier this month. After nearly 2 decades, a Georgia cold case sees a major break with the arrest of the victim's husband. Here's Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner with how investigators unravel the mystery.
In Douglas, Georgia, authorities have arrested 58-year-old John Worrell for the 2006 murder of his wife, Doris Worrell. At the time, John claimed he found Doris fatally shot at their business, John's Sports Park, after returning from errands, and the killing was initially believed to be a robbery gone wrong. But over time, evidence mounted pointing to John, who fled to Costa Rica with the family's live-in nanny, Paola Yarberry, with whom he'd been having an affair. In 2008, 2 employees were briefly charged in connection to the killing, but the case stalled due to lack of evidence. That changed in April, when investigators traveled to Costa Rica and spoke with Yarberry, who was no longer in a relationship with Worrell. According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, her new statements corroborated long-standing suspicions that John Worrell wanted his wife dead rather than risk losing custody of their children in a divorce. Worrell was arrested in Maryville, Missouri, waived extradition, and is now in custody in Coffee County without bond. Doris's sister, Leanne Tuggle, thanked law enforcement for their persistence, calling her sister a devoted mother whose generosity may have been what ultimately led to her death. Authorities have not yet determined who pulled the trigger. One previous suspect has died, and another is recently out of prison on unrelated charges.
Investigators say Yarberry is not considered a suspect.
Thanks, John. Mom Deborah Garcia makes plans to celebrate her son Benjamin Raposa's 7th birthday at her boyfriend's home after work. The boyfriend goes to get supplies, leaving Garcia's other daughters with Benjamin. The boyfriend returns, and while he and the girls are putting away groceries, Benjamin slips out the door. Benjamin, nonverbal, autistic, wearing only a white diaper decorated with a small spaceship and rocket figures. Benjamin never seen again. A $5,000 reward offered for info on his disappearance. Benjamin, Hispanic male, brown hair, brown eyes, 3 feet tall, 60 pounds. He has a small scar on the left side of his head, a brown mark on the right side of his head. He went missing in 2019 when he was just 7. Now he would be 12 years old. If you know or think you know anything about Benjamin Raposa's disappearance, please call Hawaii PD 808-935-3311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.